A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors from Harare's Central Business District, or CBD.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The purpose of business is having a market, and then you have to provide that market. If you are taken from that market, you can't survive. And what they are doing now, it means that people hunger, the people, there's no work. What they expect us to do? Can we be prostitutes and thieves, all of us? It's not possible. Well, I went there trying to pay, but now I didn't pay personally because there was confusion when I went there. They are agents. You can never know who's their agents. They are saying that they are cooperative agents, and then they are city council agents, and they're all demanding money.
So I just want to go with the preparation. I go with my toilets. Kungabi le dust ngoba izinto azifuthi zibe le dust ngoba le dust iyadingiswa ngubani
siyakuchothoza kakhulu lokho kwenziwa ngumunicipal oko sithi thina akukho emthethweni ende njengabathengisi njoba singiyele enye into singayenza isintando yethu ukuthi sesitaladeni sizakwala sikhona lapha esithengisela khona yikho lapha imuli zethu eziphilela khona
isathi suthu sisothi seyisu suthabiswa phanapa kanzuru yakauya ikatipa makadai eventing ikatiti kopa kabani vangouya nasi vaturunyura zvino Copacabana chatsuzo tirikupi. It's what a paraband of a copacaban, but not to run a macadam vending tests now. I am a macadi, a quite a good putti bira marie, cannot divide or cover my problems. I will marie. Sakasu is to it as say, Joshua Tatsaram Samuzedu, Joshua Tatin the Savanakuchkor. Sakatoni from now.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the move to evict vendors from the capital's CBD.
There were minor skirmishes in Harare today when the municipal police, backed by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, made good on a pledge to drive vendors from the capital's crowded sidewalks. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chidema said Wednesday was the first day of a cleanup drive that would continue until vendors set up shop only in permitted areas.
Following the council's moves, some vendors whose market stalls were destroyed by the baton-wielding municipal police and Zimbabwe Republic Police said they were not happy with the new vending sites that they claim are not yet complete.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tudauti tinge tichitaura nezve dano re kanzuru ye Harare pamwe ne bazi rinoona nezve matunhu pakubvisa vanotengesa zvinhu mugwagwa ye Harare asi vacho vari kubviswa vari kugununguna vachiti hakuna nzvimbo dzakati tsvikiti dzekutengesera zvinhu tudauti mese munge muchifona vanotengesa zvinhu mugwagwa nemiwo vatereri vane chekutaura panyaya iyoyi kuti tizei kuti poitwa sei kugadzirisa iro dambudziko iro Gibbs.
Yes, urikandaba lingalinjani kuna hapo elikona. Lizwile namhla kuti ke lapa vatengisa esitaladini vasusiwe kuna ngale ke eHarare lapo kungamelanga vatengisele khona. Sizokutwa ke amapolisa ecouncil kuzobuya ke leZimbabwe Republic Police kade bencedisana ukuthi bakhiphe abantu laba esitaladini. Kodwa bakhona abakhononayo besithi lokho kwenziwayo kungani akulunganga. Njalo bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe okuhlupha ezomnotho kulokuthi abantu bakhitshwe nje esitaladini ngoba bathi yohoda umsebenzi osakhona kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa uthengisa ihanyanisi yakho, uthengisa amatomatisi, uthengisa ikabheji lokunye okutshiyeneyo but yikho okwenza ukuthi umuntu aphile kulezi nsuku. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu lingene kuhlelo nje khona manje lisitshele likhululeke nxa likhuluma lathi ye inombolo nansi 1-202-619-2077. Yes, ngabe silo one foot.
Of course, Gibbs, I think we have our first three guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Samuel Wadzai of Navus. Mr. Wadzai, good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. And I think we also have Councillor Mulandu Ncube, Ward 1 in Bulawayo. Councillor Mulandu, good evening.
Good evening, Howard. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And I think we also have Deborah Mukasa, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Associations. Deborah, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with the lady. Ms. Mukasa, tell us what was going on today in Harare.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu mina ngizakhuluma ngizindebele ngoba umuntu
wesintu. Yeah, kube.
Harare sithena sizomhlangano namhla besizedaya lokhu ngise Harare ngikhuluma kunje ngise Harare khathesi. Besinedaya lokhu kade sihlanganisa ama-vendors ahlukeneyo. Sizama ukwenza i-map forward yokuthi how best can we deal with this ilokho zeninfom ama-objectives esinawo mayelana ngama-vendors. Sezwa ukuthi abantu ama-vendors asesusiwe and besinabantu be-council kade bekhona be-Harare besithi bala ama-bylaws aka-2014 and abantu be-Harare bakhanya bengawazi ama-bylaws nalawo asithengisa ukuthi namhla kumele besuswe ezitradeni and sikumangele sikhonapha unjalo khonapha lapha abahanjiswe khona yindawo ezigridiweyo kuphela kazile ama-facilities wona lawo esingawe siyakhanyelele ukuthi abantu bayasebenzisa so sizokumangala ukuthi
ye kodwa singathi-ke ngokususwa kwabantu ezitaladini likhulume lathini ngakho kulokho
sikhulume kabanzi sibini ngoba bona kade bengathi ispecial abe-Harare bebekhanya besithi hhayi kathi basuthi bona bekwazi ukuthi ngapha vele bona sebesiqalisile ukubasuthi besithi bazalandela imithetho bebonele ukuthi izindawo zenele yini ukuthi abantu besuswe befakwe ezindaweni lezi abasebenzisisidezeni.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke ungayikatshala khona ngapho-ke mam. So lapha kukhuluma-ke uMkhasa, what she's saying is that they had a meeting today following this kind of evictions. And you know, the meeting was attended by vendors representatives and the Harare City Council officials. So they actually told them that maybe vendors don't know some of these laws, you know, pertaining to where you can sell stuff and where you can't sell anything of your choice. So she says, really, it was a fruitful meeting.
Let's bring in, of course, Mr. Wadzai. Mr. Wadzai, what is happening to your members? Were they evicted? What's happening in Harare?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I think at this point in time, we need to be starting to be serious as a nation. The approach that the city council, or is it the city council or the new minister is trying to apply will only but worsen the situation. We don't believe that then can be removed forcefully. It will not work. It has never worked in any country. Follow the trends in countries where they successfully organize vendors. You don't need force on vendors because that is the people are into vending because the economy is not there.
So what is the way forward? Mr. Wadzai?
I think
there is a problem with that line. We have Councillor Mlandu.
Yeah, let's get to Councillor Mlandu. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, then in Bulawayo, what is going on there, Mr. Mlandu?
Bulawayo, ke tena use Ndebele.
Yeah, you can use English, then you must answer this Ndebele.
Okay, in Bulawayo, there is still order. Because what we've done in the city of Bulawayo is that we engage the vendors, associations, the Buddha, the Chia, and all vendors, because most of vendors in Bulawayo have got associations. So we've engaged them, and they've already submitted the letter to council that they've got two sections of vending sites that they think can help them. They've got temporary sites and permanent sites. So we are working to in retaking them to those areas And actually, we have worked with the vendor association to compile a list of who is a vendor. And I can confirm you, now we've got a waiting list that stands at plus or minus 3,000 people who want vending sites, and we will do our best to unveil them, because we need people to earn a living through that and pay rent to council.
Yes, siyakwazi-ke baba ncuba ukuthi okuhluphayo ukuthi ukansela uyakhangela, ukansela uyakhangela athi hambane endaweni enje, kodwa abantu baya bengafuni kwenziwa kwini kolo.
Okokuqala, kuya ngokuthi lapho esithi abantu kabahambe khona, ukhona odlulayo othengayo yini. Okokuqala. Okwesibili, kube sokusuka kusithi lapho okuthiwa kabantu kabaye khona, kukhona yena indawo zokuthi beyenelise ukuhlala bethengise kumbe ezama-toilet. Kube sokusuba lokuthi thina i-country sithi bengahambi khona lapho abantu abesibona ukuthi akwenzi, ngoba kuyabe sokubhloka sokuvala iy'ndlela zabantu ukuthi behambe. Sokuqakathekileyo, kumele amavenda nabo kuthiwa ngamavenda ne-council bezwisisane okokuqala. Umsebenzi we-council, that's why i-council yonke ilokugatsha okuthiwa i-public relations, ukufundisa abahlali bendawo ngemithetho nangedolobho, ukuze abantu befile okuthiwa i-ownership of their own city. Bengenza njalo, kuba lula ukubana sibone igameni phakathi kwabathengisayo nomansipala.
Hayi ke bamba konapho ungayikatshana mnumzana. Yeah, please.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors, especially from CBDs, not only of Harare, but also other towns. Of course, there were cleanup campaigns some 2 weeks ago in Chinoy and also in Karoi. In Mutare, we did invite the mayor who said that they are working with the vendors to make sure that they permanent places where they were to be allocated were complete. They had not yet been complete. So the mayor said that they work with the vendors. But it's a different story in Harare, where the exercise started today. And of course, newly appointed Minister of Local Government, Xavier Kasukwere, according to the Herald, has vowed to end what he calls lawlessness in Harare, and other local authorities, saying he wants to see upholding of the law and good administration of both rural and urban areas. I think we have Mr. Wadzai back. Mr. Wadzai?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm back here.
Yes, you heard what the new minister has vowed to do. And I think it's not only a threat, he carried it through today.
Yeah, it's reckless. It's recklessness. Mm-hmm. We don't expect people to come after that if they've been appointed. Mm-hmm. The portfolios that you know, dreaming of for the past 10 years or so, to just come and be addressed the problem. Mm-hmm. The issue of vending needs to be approached from a sober point of view. Mm-hmm. I strongly appeal to Minister Kasukwere to deal with this issue in an inclusive and constructive manner. Vendors are not in the street because they want to be in the street. They are in the street because they want to look after their safety. Mm-hmm. We are prepared as National Vendors Union to start the dialogue and engage with the ministry so that we find a common solution to this issue. Everything that has been done so far, including the identification of the vending sites, and the process is leading to the allocation of the vending sites, the registration process, the issue of first barons. It has not been as inclusive as we have wanted it to be as vendors. So we expect the minister to start engaged to get the true picture, rather than just to come and try to impose the views. He should be able to listen to vendors. He is new to this thing, and we expect him to listen to us. The use of force will not help anything. It will be reckless on the part of the vendors. This, we are desperate. We are desperate. We are trying to look after our families, and we will not take lightly anything depending on forcing us to go to our homes and die because we don't have an option. That's the problem. I'm appealing to the minister I'm appealing to the minister to engage all the stakeholders. Let's start the dialogue and see how we can address this issue in an inclusive manner.
Thank you, Mr. Wadzai. Regret to him, Terry, to Tanga, Mkoma Gabriel Magadi.
Novara Magadi Mkoma Juma.
Aiwa, Tiripondi Mkoma Blessing. Tipeo, Pungwa Zenyu, Mkoma Gabriel Nenyaya, Evan Warku, Tengiza Zinu Mkako.
Munoziya tirukuitika mnyika meduka ndichekuti atingangua tingati nyika inonzi vending nation. Tinogona kuti vanhu vatengese kubva kuna 40 kusvika kuna kurotonoro tengeserana, but that doesn't raise our economy. As I'm speaking right now under the South African border, better accident kuseni yemamai edu vana mai varuri kuenda ku South Africa kunoshava vafira passport. Better accident in the track. Then now you put him in a medulan or Kuruedo or some that is economy. Tango Tarisa could end my vendor room as one Arago de Arudig. Yango ticket my vendors are right, Tingisaran, I think, but that the economy will never go up. After Chaku Doctoris and Jaguti, Lakuruedo and Nick, was swallowed their pride, Ramezi, Kusidako Arguitaka, Wagad decision would make a day in Rimbe. No man under with a younger and one man is one of the ones economy.
Saka muri kuti economy ndo inofana kugadziriswa.
Economy ndo inofana kugadziriswa kwete nawe mavenda. Mavenda kana kubva kana kusabviswa, economy haimbofa yakachinja isumuke.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Gabriel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Saka mati paita tsaona tinenge tamboinzwa panenge parikunzi pashaya vanhu vanomwe ndizvo.
Pashaya vanhu vanomwe track reku Adroford ne kakombi ku South Africa kasiyaya kuma 5 kusini.
Kwanga kuri kupa pa mu South African side kana ku Zimbabwe side.
Ku South African side pa robot rikuenda pa Weybridge.
Oh, aiwa, tinoti.
Kupa zvati kera tracker ranga doto kupurira rovhara foswa nemupurisa ndinarende Weybridge uku kombi yakavhurirwa green robot. Nana mai vedu amukira kuti vabato mashops kusini vatenge vadzoke kumusha. Vari kumusha kuti ana mai vaenda on order. Zvikada izvozvi vamwe vasotoziva kuti ana mai kana ndana sisi kana ndana tete vatoshaya. Vakangomirira kuti munhu ari kutitsvagira ari kudzoka.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Gabriel nekushare nesu tichitiwo nematambudziko kune varasikirwa nemhuri dzavo.
Ndizvo chokwadi chaicho mukoma Gabriel.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Mazita.
Of course, it's a very sad story saying there was an accident that claimed the lives of seven Zimbabweans who were traveling to South Africa. But he's saying that, you see, this is how desperate the situation has become. People, especially women, are always on the road going to South Africa to buy, you know, some ways to come and sail back to Zimbabwe. And he says, as long as the economy is not fixed, you know, they can chase vendors off the streets all they want, but it's not going to change anything. So he's saying the only solution is to make sure that the economy is functional.
Yeah, we are ke ba kuluma nkosazana mukasa ukuthi kule accident esimane yekhona engozi emgwaqweni abantu kade besiya khona ngale South Africa. Okhulumileyo lapho uthi abantu laba kade besiyathenga kumbe besiyathengisa abakade belakho. Kambe kunjani khonapho nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi ngapha liyasuswa ezitaladini, ngapha abanye bazama ukuthi bayithenga okunye bezethengisa, kambe kudutshekwa kanganani khonapho?
Kubuhlungu baba, ngoba nje kukhulunywa ngabomama abafileyo abayibo ababambe i-economy. Besizele sikhuluma ngangakho futhi ukuthi abomama kabebe ne-security ezabancedisa ezingozini ezinjengazo nalezo. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngo-comrade uKatsukuwere ongene izolo son in yesterday. Usethe sithi khonapho amazenda akasuswe njengomuntu wamagundwane. Sithi xola baba Katsukuwere, kanti ukhangele i-root cause yokuthi why abantu bemile ezitradeni. Sike saxoxisana futhi ngendaba yona leyo yokuthi abantu nxa bethengise ezitradeni ayisikho ukuthi kabafundanga, ayisikho ukuthi kabanakho abangakwenza, but i-government yethu kayilungise ama-policies ayo ebe straight, kulungiswe futhi nokuthi imisebenzi ibe khona okuzokuthi abantu bebuyele ezindaweni kusale abalutshwane. Sibe sesikhangela la ma-bylaws ukuthi abantu bengathengisa njani emgwaqweni. Sizwa ukuthi especially nxa kukhulunywa ukuthi ngomama sebefile bedinga impilo and bengadingela abantwana, ophela bedingela isizwe sonke seZimbabwe.
So according to Mukasa, you know, she is very, very sad, you know, that this accident has happened. And she says, you know, women need a bit of protection, you know, when it comes to some of these issues. Like they travel up and down and, you know, they're exposed to some of these accidents. So she says, as for Mr. Kasukwere, it's unfortunate that he's engaging himself in a very serious issue that is failing to handle, you know.
Let's bring in Mr. Mlandu Ncube. Mr. Ncube, you, Councillor Ncube, you said, of course, that you are registering the vendors. You have about 3,000. And what is the situation like in terms of building permanent stands for them?
To be honest with you, that in the CPD, we won't build, but what we are going to do, we'll just divide those parking bays to be their vending bays. So then they'll bring their own tent that they pitch, so that when they knock off in the evening, they can just remove them and then put them tomorrow. So this is what we are going to do. And I can tell you, I've seen cancer guys on the ground actually taking and measuring. And I know there's the tear guys, the putter guys, and everyone who is involved today. I can deprecate for them. They are satisfied about what is happening in the city of Flower. But I'm very much disturbed with the news that we have lost a patriotic Zimbabwean going to South Africa. It's great. And
Thank you so much, Councillor Ncube. Regai tidzoke kwamuri vawadzai. Makwanisa here kumboita musangano nawakasukwera. Vawadzai, namba yachinenge iri kuti detseke.
Yahlupa sivili namba yake siti kuti sizamuzama futi xa kuti ingangena kuhle sesiqoka laye. Kuthwa ke eSouth Africa mbona zani slow baba ongani ukhona lapha ecingweni. Slow baba ke uAndrew. Baba Andrew ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona litshona njani
lani? Sitshone kakhulu. Kunjani kona ngapha egoli?
Egoli kuyabanda nyana kodwa hayi umoko nayo wona nje unomali akula nkinga.
Ehe, nathi udaba egudweni ungathini ke fowethu?
Yebo, ngiyayizala indawo ekhulumekayo lapha uhlelo lolu njengoba nje abantu besuswa ezitaradeni kuthiwa badingelwa izindawo ezintsha ukuba bayethengisela khona. Uba mase sikhuluma ngalezi zinto sesizabe singani sikhuluma ipolitika kube kanti sikhuluma ngezinto vele ezenzakalayo phambilini. Mina phakathi kwezinto zonke lezi ngisola ababusi abakhokheli bethu lababusi bethu abayekelela zonke lezi zinto kube ngabe kwayekelwa iRhodesia yahlala ikhona laba empini bonke kube ngabe kakuyiwa ngempini wayekelwa kathe sina kahle kahle ngisola ama-army commanders laba amapholisa Mr. Augustin Juri bonaba ngoba bavumela laba bantu banikwa ama-plus banikwa izinto zonke amanye amazwe ngabona uhulumende sezenge bayamvukela bamthathela umbuso besenzela ukuthi izinto zilungi laba ngenxa yokuthi baphronyodwa banika izinto abanyikinyeki. So nawe sizwa abantu abafile emgwaqweni laba angazi ukuthi bazwa njani labo kasukuyire ulo minister o-appointi izolo sevuka lamhle seze izinto ezinhle lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu. I-nation ngabe kasiyanga empini sayekela irotise bingasoze siphathe. So ngiyabonga.
Yes, abona kodwa ke nxa usakhumbula ke ukuthi eRhodesia kwakusenziwani ukuthi wongeke wahambe esitaladini phela nxa umuntu omnyama
iRhodesia ibingcono kakhulu noma wongeke uhambe esitaladini. Sina siyiphilile iRhodesia ayisuke ukuthi umuntu kade engahambe esitaladini kodwa ke uzibuse thina esamlwelayo nguphi njengoba nje sebathatha ezemvelo ama-natural resources wonke asenga sebayenza ingakibo lizimo which is unfair mabalwele inkululeko besenza njalo abantwana bezimbabwe bayahawula bona bababukele yikho ngithi mina hayi irodisha ibinganje irodisha kade ipound esinesikhulu esiyilayo ibinzima kakhulu kade kunganama-venders because into zonke kade abantu bakade besiyadinga umsebenzi ngokufuna ngaso kade kulamawenela bebanje isibhalo besiza kade bengafuna abantu kade betshona bezithovela injuka kona phe elukuzana ekekambi khona lapho so isanifeke okwenzakala yihulumende kabalungisisa umkhonomi wezepolitika bona ama-uncommand mabelaleli ababoni ukuthi abayazi into abayilwelayo ame ngiyabonga
ye sibongele kakhulu-ke mnumzana Andrew Gola ngapho-ke i-South Africa uthe ungaphi usegoli kumbe
usegoli impela ngisegoli kahle kahle egoli baba
hayi sibongele kakhulu baba Andrew
ngiyabonga baba
yeah so according to Mr. Andrew you know there were no vendors at all you know, during the 1970s, maybe before Zimbabwe got independent. So he says Rhodesia was far much better than what people are experiencing today.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, now it appears as if the rulers are self-centered. So that could be a big problem, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, where is the people's majority rule? He wants it. It's mm-hmm. a big demand, I think.
Although I don't agree with him that there were no vendors during the Rhodesian era. Yeah. But maybe he's talking about... the proliferation.
Maybe it's a question of numbers. Yeah.
Yes. We are having problems with Mr. Wadzai's number. Mm-hmm. Maybe let me just ask him one last question.
I'm on.
Okay. Mr. Wadzai, did you manage to secure a meeting with the newly minted local government minister, Mr. Xavier Kasukwere?
Yeah. We have written a letter to him. Mm-hmm. Basically articulating on the issues that we feel need urgent attention,
mm-hmm.
Including the registration process mm-hmm. and the issue of safe barons. It's a request we made today, and we expect you to get a response from the minister before the end of business on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's their process. We want to engage the minister and the you know, do away with this violent you know, use of force and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
As a union, we believe that this issue can be addressed without you know, the involvement of the police or any other force related agent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it stands for.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wadzai, for joining us tonight.
No, thank you, but just on a parting note, mm-hmm. to say that I believe we can find a lasting solution mm-hmm. if we work together
mm-hmm.
and try to get the contribution of everyone involved in this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's important as a nation that we start to talk about this. Clearly, mm-hmm. clearly there is a mismatch mm-hmm. between what the central government is saying
mm-hmm.
and the local you know, agencies are saying about the issue of vending. There's mm-hmm. a policy mismatch. Let's address this policy mismatch together. We know that there are people who are trying to benefit from vendors, so you know, corruption, extortion, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Look for everything related to that, and mm-hmm. ensure that vendors begin to look at the development of the economy. We are prepared to do that as national vendors.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wadzai.
Thank you for inviting me anytime. Thanks to our callers for your contribution. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Tina Vahungwe, Makadi Vahungwe. Murise Vahungwe.
Ndinofara makadi iko ini wenyu.
Aiwa isu tiripo asi vahungwe tichakukumbirai kuti mumbotibatei mbichana timbotora ka break tozodzoka kwamuri. Mm-hmm. Of course, Councillor Ncube and also Ms. Mukasa, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.